What has the Egyptian public's reaction been to the sentencing of the police involved in the death of Khaled Said?
The vast majority of the Egyptian public was very outraged with the sentencing of the people who killed Khaled Said. They got 7 years for torturing and murdering a human being while in uniform. To add insult to injury, their job was to protect, and what they did was completely abuse their power and torture and kill a human being and an Egyptian citizen. So people are very outraged. People become further outraged when they find out that innocent people are being picked up off the street, subjected to military trials, and getting 10, 20, 25 years in prison. And then people who have actually committed heinous crimes get 7 years and can be out, you know, on good behavior after 3 or 4 years.
On October 27th, a young man in Egypt, Issam Atta, died after having been in military detention. What happened to Issam Atta?
There was a young man who had already fallen victim to military tribunals. He was arrested with a group of people for basically bogus charges. And of course, military tribunals, they get no defense. It's basically a sham trial. And he was imprisoned. Now, his mother smuggled him a SIM card so that she can try and communicate with him. And we were actively trying to help this young man get out of prison. So when he was caught with a SIM card, they started systematically and methodically torturing him. Among other things, they used a water hose in his mouth and in his rectum, and they penetrated him with very high-pressure water. This happened in the span of 2 days, and his body just let in. He passed away. After having been convicted, Sam Atta, the victim of torture that passed away, had said, I'm in prison for being poor, but I know that God will not leave me, and I know that he will be kinder to me than humankind has been. So there was a lot of outrage, especially in the activist community, but also, you know, in the public sphere. And a lot of people went to the morgue, and after they did the examination, they took his body in the coffin and walked it over to Tahrir in a march. And people ended up in Tahrir, and the number one demand is that SCAF, or the Supreme Council of Armed Forces, the military council, relinquish power to a civilian government, and that we want a timetable, a clear timetable of when this is going to happen.
Does the military regularly use violence against civilians? And how many people are actually affected by the military trials?
Oh, absolutely. We've heard horror stories. I mean, I have personally been beaten on my head and on my back, and I've had bruises, and other members of my group have been attacked. So, I mean, yeah, there have been a lot of horror stories with SCAF since they've taken over power. But specifically military trials, we have about 12,000 people that have been subjected to military trials, very brutally unjust military trials, where they try people collectively. So they will, maybe pick up 40 demonstrators from somewhere, and they put them in a military trial, and they try them collectively, and they sentence them collectively for bogus charges. And there's no defense. Most of the time, their family members don't even know that they've been arrested. And they're sentenced usually without being in the courtroom, if you can call it a courtroom. It's not really a courtroom, it's a room. They don't even pronounce the sentencing in front of them. So it has absolutely no legality whatsoever. Now, among the 12,000, there's about maybe 8,000 that are still in prison. A few thousand, they have gotten suspended sentences because of a lot of pressure from groups like ours and other groups. And maybe less than 2,000 have been exonerated. Some people have gotten an innocent verdict, not very many, but usually they are either people who are prominent or just not very poor, cases that have been in the public eye, cases that the people were very, very clearly innocent. You know, some of these cases are demonstrators and they were videotaped, and we could see literally that, you know, that they were just peaceful demonstrators. So, these are very, very few cases.
Who are these thousands of people that are being targeted by SCAF for the military tribunals and then incarceration?
Well, we've seen a very, very clear targeting of people of a lower socioeconomic status. they have been the number one targets. And it's very clear that they want to terrorize this group of people, this faction of society, because they're the most dangerous faction, because they are the most, they are the largest faction of society. And because they have the most to be outraged about, they have the most to revolt about. So they want to put the fear of God in them by making them live with this sense of fear that at any moment they can be taken without due process and without having committed a crime and get thrown in prison, some for 10 years, some for 20 years. I mean, we've seen very harsh sentencing. And I think that this is a way to terrorize people and put them back into their containers so that they don't even think about the possibility of demonstrating or protesting or anything like that.
How does your group, No Military Trials for Civilians, actually organize against these tribunals in Egypt? And what are you planning to do in the case of Issam Atta?
First and foremost, what we try to do is disseminate information. The other thing that we're always doing is talking to the media. We also subsidize legally. So we have lawyers that we work with. You know, we're always talking to lawyers. We're always recruiting lawyers that can help provide legal support to these families, since most of them are very poor and really don't know who to turn to for help. So that we will continue on. But when there's a case such as this one, what we usually do is we try to disseminate information about it. We are discussing having a lawsuit against the people responsible, and we're trying to press for a transparent investigation about this.
Ala Abdel Fattah is one of the most well-known bloggers and revolutionaries in Egypt. He is now in military detention. Can you tell me what happened?
Well, Ala was summoned by SCAF, and he was accused of inciting violence on the day of the Maspero slaughter. And when he was being questioned, he refused to answer any questions due to the fact that he did not recognize the legitimacy of a military tribunal or any kind of military questioning as a legal institution.
What makes this specific detention significant?
Well, this specific detention is significant because Ali has been, first of all, has been a victim of detention before, back in 2006. He's a very well-known blogger. He's a revolutionary. He really, to a lot of people, represents the revolution. He's one of the people that laid the foundation for this revolution to happen. And he is an advocate of democracy. And he's been in paramilitary trials for a long time. It's very ironic that for someone who's so outspoken of military trials to be exposed to or subjected to a military trial. He's a celebrity in his own right within the activist community and within the public sphere. Many, many people are who he is because he's been in the media and he's been on the streets and he's been blogging for a long time and been talking to people for a long time as an opposing figure.
What has been the public reaction in Egypt to Ala's detention?
A lot of the people that have heard of it, which is many, many people, are completely outraged at his detention. And there have been marches, and there have been demonstrations in front of where he's being held. People went and they were singing songs to him while he was in prison. People feel like they're being duped. People feel like the Supreme Council of Armed Forces is singing one song, but their actions are completely contradictory to their rhetoric.
And why do you think the SCAF is going on a rampage now? They've been nonstop for the past 3 weeks in terms of stifling dissent. What's going on at this specific moment?
Well, SCAF is trying, the Supreme Council is trying to impose itself on this country. They know that they're unwanted guests here. They know that they have no real legitimacy. They're trying to get to legitimacy by oppressing people and by oppressing dissent. So military trials are a mechanism, they are a tool for them to hold on to power as long as they can, and preferably to them forever. So this is why they keep saying that they're going to end military trials, and yet they don't end them. These are not trials. You can't call them trials. They are a total sham. It's unacceptable to call them military trials. It's unacceptable to call them anything than what they really are, which is an oppressive tool, but the most important tool that they're using to scare people and to terrorize people. The crimes being committed by the army right now, I would say, fall under high treason. They are making this country susceptible to total and utter destruction. because they're polarizing the country. They're accusing people of being spies, and they're making Christians and Muslims hate each other, and they're murdering people, and they're killing people, and they're running people over with tanks, their virginity, you know.
How is the military reacting when people are calling them out on their acts?
Well, the reaction is they say things that are untrue. They say things like, you know, well, we're investigating themselves. So it must be, you know, that the investigative committee is the committee of the army that's investigating what the army did in the field. So they use this technique of double speak. So they will say what they think the public wants to hear, and they downright lie. Nobody's able to stop them. All we can do is call them on their lies and their deception. It's all we've been able to do, and mobilize people to oppose them.
So this must be a really hard time for all of you. Alet is the brother of Mona Saif, one of the other co-founders of No to Military Trials. How are all of you dealing with this right now, and what are your next steps?
Well, this is a very difficult time for us because Alet is a good friend. He's a partner in this revolution, and yet his sister is one of the founders of No Military Trials movement. What we're trying to do is we're trying to put all our force behind him and trying to support him legally and trying to a media campaign for him, although we didn't really need to because he is a public figure, so the media was interested anyway. He sacrificed himself. He refused to be questioned by staff so that we can use that, so that we can use this momentum to wake people up and to make this into a bigger cause than it already was.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.